Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. It's around, I guess, 12:30 a.m. Woke up, went to bed around, went to sleep at 8 o'clock, so I've been asleep 4.5 hours. Woke up, had an interesting conversation with my cousin today, called me. We haven't talked since her visit here. I guess it was in October. That seems so long ago. And we had a long talk. I don't know if she had some questions for me. Typical, but I don't know. It's all right. It's still good to talk to her. And during the conversation, she had told me, that she, was surprised that I hadn't told her about the surgery I had 2 months ago. And I told her after the fact, but, ahead of time. And it was funny that we were talking about things that happened when we were kids. Or, she and I both, well, at least for me, I left home really early and I've been on my own effectively since I was 11. Got my first apartment when I was 15. And that was so many years ago. It's hard, I was trying to explain to her that, it's hard for me to depend on anybody or tell anybody something. I don't mind informing people, but she's like, well, I could have come out for the surgery and blah, blah, blah. But I would never even presume to have anybody do that. It's just not part of my ethos, not part of my way of doing business. Because, when you've been on your own for as long as me and have had people pretty much not be there. I've had more people not be there for me than be there. After all these years, you just get used to doing things on your own. I don't know if that's good or bad or not, but I was trying to explain that to her. You can't have a lifetime of a certain behavior. Not that you can't change, but my first reaction or first thing is, to go it alone, as it were, as opposed to calling somebody and having somebody there. I don't think I'd even know how that feels. It haven't always been the case. I've had some situations where there were, people I was dating at the time and they were there, but a permanent person there that I could say, hey, I'm going to be going in the hospital or I'm going through a crisis. I need you to be there for me. To have somebody like that in my existence has never been the case. And, I tried to explain that to a point. I think she understood. I hope she did. So, because I think she took it personally. And she goes, well, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. But, it's been, all these years, 30, 40 years, and I'm always amazed at, why would that change now? I mean, with all the other things that's going on, it's never changed in the past. So, although I do appreciate what she said, I really do. I think it's very sweet. And I guess I will make more of an effort to try to keep... I'm sorry, I'm yawning. Excuse me. To try to keep people in the loop. I guess I could at least do that. I mean, she's willing to, but man, it's just amazing how, certain things are just not part of my ethos. And I just would never think to, when I was in the hospital, I didn't want anybody, nor did I have anybody coming to see me in the hospital. And that was a bit unique. But over the last 10 years or so, I just don't want to feel like, I had somebody come pick me up from the hospital and somebody dropped me off at the hospital when I went to the surgery, of course, and they helped me check into the hospital. But to be there during the 4 days I was there, I really wanted to just to be alone. And I don't know. Pause recording. I don't know if that's healthy or not. Hell, I don't know much anymore these days. I just know the way it is. In my mind, if I can do it on my own, so I don't have to depend on somebody disappointing me down the road. That's typically what it feels like. I think that feels best for me right now. But I think I will make more of an effort to keep her in the loop. She says, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. I'm here for you. I can be here for you. I guess so. Well, we'll try it and see. I don't know what that means exactly, but you know, if I have any other major crises or any other surgeries coming up, I'll give her a call and say, hey, I have a crisis come up. I mean, I don't know what she can do except say, you know, good luck. I guess, in a way, maybe what she's saying, or, you know, like if you died or something, nobody in your family would know. And somehow, I really don't care. If they, you know, they, for the most part, have never cared what was going on when I was alive. So I don't care if they know if I'm dead. Do you know what I mean? If that makes any sense. You know, what do you, they want their cut of the money. I mean, that's not what she's saying. Please, that's not at all what she's saying. But, you know, I've always had that problem with people. When somebody's alive, they damn near ignore them. And then, when, you know, when they're dead or they die, or all of a sudden, oh my God, she was the best that ever happened, or he was the best. And it's like, oh, please, bite me. You know, if you don't give me the time of day when I'm alive, I don't want you to give me the time of day when I'm dead. And don't think you're going to get a cut of anything when I'm dead either. But anyway, that's probably a bit jaded. It's probably a bit, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't even send this out. It sounds kind of negative. But anyway, it was good to talk to her. I do love her very much, as much as I can love somebody. And these days, I question just how much that is. But she's the closest thing in my family that to me. So I guess that means something. But it seems like in the last couple of months, I'm just getting emotionally to the point where, you know, I don't see the... I'm trying to move some things while I'm talking. I just don't feel the need to, you know, share a lot of anything, because it's just, it feels better right now just to kind of cocoon. Or is it cocoon? 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 Yeah. My existence. And that's, I guess that's what I'm doing. But, you know, her words ring in my ears or in my head, and it's nice. It would have been, you know, it's always nice for somebody to say, hey, I'm here for you. But, and this has nothing to do with her, but Lord knows I've had people say that in my life in the past. And, you know, it's almost like somebody holding out a branch and saying, you know, you can step on the branch. But whenever I've taken that step on the branch in the past, it's always either broken or bent a great deal. And so now I don't step. You know what I mean? You know. And I'm not saying that's healthy. If you're in a situation like that, and I hope you don't, I don't want anybody who hears this to be jaded or to feel like, because people are basically good. And if you're lucky enough to have friends and family that, you know, are there for you in those kind of times, then by all means, take advantage of it. I don't think it's healthy or wise to have a mindset such as mine. I don't think it's good at all. Because, you know, life is meant to be shared, and it's meant to be enjoyed in groups. You know, people, we just do well when we are part of a collective. And there are some of us who, either by choice or not, are no longer part of any kind of collective beyond the human collective. And we have different ways of dealing with it. Anyway, I had some music right before I went to bed, maybe 2 hours before I went to bed. And boy, that stuff is sitting heavy on my tummy. Jesus, it's not hurting. My tummy's not hurting. But man, oh man, I usually wake up feeling hungry. Now I'm waking up feeling bloated. So I'm going to try and drink some water. And this is more information than you would ever care to know, isn't it? All right, I'm going to go. Have a good morning, and make a joyful noise wherever you are. And reach out to somebody if you can. And if you're there for them, let them know. Because a lot of times people just, you know, you have to tell people sometimes, hey, I'm here for you. And by the way, which has been more my role, but to have somebody say, in my family and in my immediate group of proximity, you know, it's very rare. It's a very rare thing, and rarer still is to have it backed up with action. So let's hope that'll change. All right, I'm going to go get something to drink so I can, you know, flush this stuff out and hopefully get back to sleep. All right, my friends, take care. Bye-bye.